Good morning. How's everyone doing? You look beautiful. Drumming up some energy here. Soaking it up. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. You filled me up this morning. Yes, I was filled, but we have a wonderful class that happens third Sunday at 9 o'clock, Walking the Talk. Man, if you're not coming to that, you need to start coming. So let's take a deep breath, bring ourselves into this moment. Right here, right now, this is our moment. And we breathe in, and we breathe out. Today is a special day. Not that all of them are not special, but today we honor our fathers, not only our physical fathers, but we also honor the Father within us, which we give praise to that is within us, that is divine, every day. So Holy Spirit, as we begin the service, as we join together and celebrate in joy and in peace, we just say thank you for the music that will be enjoyed here, the words that will be spoken, the prayers that we will come together and lift one another's consciousness. And for all things related to this service, we just say thank you, God. We take nothing for granted. We know that you are the source. And so we surrender this moment, morning. We let go and let you work in and through us as we prepare our minds and our hearts to go out in the community and let our lights shine. So for this and all things, we just say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
How many of you want to stand this morning as you're able and let your light shine? Maybe a little bit of the child in you. Remember this song? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, oh no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, oh no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, oh no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Y'all know how to clap? Do you know how to clap? Do you? Like this? might help with some of the energy. See, is it's like, ready? We'll do the last verse. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Is that fun? I'm free, I'm unlimited. There are no chains to bind me. I am free, I am unlimited right now. I'm free, I am unlimited. There are no chains to bind me. I am free, I'm unlimited right now. You are free, you are unlimited. There are no chains to bind you. You are free, you are unlimited right now. You are free, you are unlimited. There are no chains to bind you. You are free, you are unlimited right now. We are free, we are unlimited. There are no chains to bind you. You are free, you are unlimited right now. We are free, we are unlimited. There are no chains to bind you. You are free, we are unlimited right now. I am free, I am unlimited. There are no chains to bind me. I am free, I am unlimited right now. I am free, I am unlimited. There are no chains to bind me. I am free, I am unlimited right now. You may be seated as we continue. You know this one? Ready? Praise God, praise God, praise God in the morning, praise God at the noontime, praise God, praise God, praise God when the sun goes down. Love God, love God, love God in the morning, love God at the noontime, love God. Love God, love God when the sun goes down. Trust God, trust God, trust God in the morning, trust God at the noontime. Trust God, trust God, trust God when the sun goes down. Serve God. Serve God, serve God in the morning, serve God at the noontime. Serve God, serve God when the sun goes down. Set my spirit free that I might worship thee. Set my spirit free that I might praise thy name. Let all bondage go and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship thee. Set my spirit free that I might worship thee. Set my spirit free that I might praise your name. Let all bondage go and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free that I might. set my spirit free, that I might worship thee. Set my spirit free, that I might praise thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship thee.
Thank you, Ellen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day. Today's daily word is a blessing for fathers. I bless my father and the men who have shown me fatherly kindness. Today, I bless and give heartfelt thanks to my father and the men who were fatherly figures to me. Their protecting presence, wise guidance, and caring instruction that helped make me the person that I am today. I bless my father and those who shared a father's love and care with prayers of appreciation for my memories throughout all the seasons of my life. Through good times and bad, I see God expressing through my father and the men who have shown me fatherly love. I bless them with prayers of gratitude, affirming they know the love and care of God as they have shown it so generously and faithfully to me. And today's reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning. Yes,
beautiful day. Okay, will you join me as we affirm together our vision and mission statement? Together, our vision. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And our unity affirmation, which is being said in unity churches and centers all over the world. Together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotent. And just take a moment, allow yourself to feel that truth. No matter what's going on in the outer world or in your life, God is present in every circumstance, in every situation. And we're all being upheld and supported and loved through everything. And for this, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
And now our children, rub your hands together and let's bless all the children of the world, including the child in us. Together, children of God, we love you. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yes, we do. Okay, and now for our announcements. Well, the first one is that next Sunday, Vernetta is going to be teaching a new class, and it's based on the book Breaking the Ten Commandments. So that will start at 12:15 after church next week. So this is a great book, and it'll be a great class. And Vernette is always telling us, if you're not feeling this, come to the classes. So anyway, we encourage you to take advantage of the gifts that are being offered. Also, you can look in your bulletin. Jackie's still doing her Set a Trap for God book study on Zoom. And information is in there. I think it'd be okay if you wanted to join them at any point. So just contact her. And we have a summer class coming that is going to be on nights. So those of you who want a class at night, it's going to be on Tuesday night starting in July, learning about unity prayer. So those are our announcements, but we also have a couple thank you notes that Vernetta asked me to read. Okay, the first one is from Wayne Zimmerman. Okay, to the Board of Trustees and Congregation, I want to thank you very, very much for the certificate of appreciation and the generous gift card to the Brass Rail restaurant. I appreciate your vote of confidence for allowing me to serve on the board for 6 years and being your building and grounds team leader for the last 7 years and the years Reverend Karen was the minister at Unity Church of Light. It has been a pleasure to serve the church. Love and blessings, Wayne M. Zimmerman. Oh, so sweet. Okay, and then, oh wait, here's the front of that card. Little seashell. Because this one I want to show you too. This is from Laughing Bear. If you were here last week, this is a thank you from the Laughing Bear Bakery. And it says, when someone offers something to you, it's an entrusted offering, which carries with it a responsibility of using it well and for the benefit of others. That's by an unknown Zen Buddhist monk. And Kaylin wrote, dear members of Unity, what a gift to our world you are. You all are. Thank you for your gift to us. I feel we made some lifelong friends. In gratitude, Kaylin. Okay, and that's all the announcements, right, Vernetta? Okay, now we get to hear some more music. And Alan, we're so glad you're here with us today. Thank you.
God's children is where God promised to be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've been touched by God's presence. I see God in every face. And my heart is overflowing with the fullness of this joy. I know without a doubt I've been with the Lord. Sing with me. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this
can stop us now, huh? Try as it might. Okay, all right. Well, good morning and welcome. Does anybody know that today, in addition to Father's Day, is a holiday weekend? Are we aware of that?
Juneteenth.
Yes. Juneteenth. And I just wanted to just remind you of that and give you a little tidbit on that. Juneteenth is also known as Freedom Day. That's the 19th of June. And we know that the Emancipation Proclamation was issued back January 1st of 1883, but it was not read to some enslaved African Americans in Texas until June 19th, 1865. So they didn't get the message for a couple of years that they were free. Yeah, so I'm just going to read you a little blurb that I found. It said, the year following 1865, freedmen in Texas organized the first of what became the annual celebration of Jubilee Day on June 19th. And just like any other holiday, there were, you know, picnics and coming together. And I was watching television the other day, and they said, make it a day of service. So you might think about how you can serve someone on that day. So in Texas in 1979, it became an official holiday. And several other states followed suit. So on June 2021, Congress passed a resolution establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. And President Biden signed it into law on June 17th, 2021. So, you know, Keep that in mind tomorrow as you go about your day. We know that freedom starts where? It starts within. It starts in the mind. And we want to remember our history. I think it's important to know our history. I know for the longest I didn't even know about that. It came as a surprise, and there are a lot of other things. Maybe next year we're going to try to do a little celebration and maybe have some informational sessions to bring us all into the awareness. that we were all created in the likeness and the image of God. And we're all created equal. Well, today is about honoring fathers. Now, we know in today's world, the lines are blurred, aren't they? There's some mothers who are providing as fathers and mothers, and then there's some fathers that are providing as mothers and fathers. It takes two. I really believe, like they say, it takes a village. And that village is sometimes within us. I always like to take things deep into the spiritual level. So in me is the mother and the father, the nurturer. Although I've never had any children. But that's not taking anything away for anyone who has been a part of that process. So, we know that the male figure is a life-generating, protective essence. At least that's the way we portray it. That is present. But there is something greater than that in us. There's that presence and that power, that creator of love that brings forth this human experience that we are able to partake of. So we give thanks for divine energy today that is a constant within us, nurturing us, providing for us, supporting us in all things. You gentlemen out there, did you know you almost didn't get a day? We thank Sonora Smart Dodd of Spokane, Washington for that. In 1910, she worked hard to establish a day for her father that was equivalent to the day that she celebrated for her mother. So she went to churches, YMCA, shopkeepers, government officials, drumming up support for her idea. Can you just see her now? She was successful, and Washington State, which is the area she lived in, celebrated the nation's first statewide Father's Day on, guess when? June 19, 1910, and it became a national holiday. Not until 1972. So, thank you, Miss Dodd. Because in us all is that figure, that nurturer. We were made male and female, all of us. You know, I like the teachings of we all like the teachings of Jesus, don't we? He often referred to God as Father in the scriptures. When they asked him how to pray, how did he tell them to begin prayer? Our Father. We're going through a class right now with Jackie, but I just get setting a trap for God. But I have a set of books that are George Lamsa. And in the book Gospel Light, which gives some information about the traditions of that time and the language, Aramaic language, And to get a good grasp of any scripture, look back to see what was going on at that time. Because we know the way that Jesus taught, he taught by telling them of examples, using things that they would be familiar with, because that's how they would remember and learn. In the book Gospel Light, it says that Father was originally a term of endearment. They would greet one another by saying, Father, their elders, or maybe just their friends. Just like we would say, hi, my friend. They may say, Father. It was used as a greeting. It was an honor and a distinction. You see, back in those days, the father was the head of the household. And as the head of the household, they were the providers and the decision makers. So, you know, those lines are blurred today, aren't they? But still, what do we say? In us, we have both attributes, male and female. We were made in the image and likeness. That's not our physical form. That's what's in you. So, Jesus was trying to describe to them the relationship of he who sent him to teach us, to be an example to us of how to go about this thing called human existence. So what was one of the things he taught us? Well, he taught us it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Do you believe that? It's the Father, of course, I'm preaching to the choir now because you all are students of truth. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But you know, we have work to do, don't we? We can't just think that it's just going to happen. We have to align ourselves with our good. God withholds nothing. But we have to connect with that source within. This morning, I was just talking to the group. We have to talk to ourselves. We have to work with our minds. God wants to express through you. God is you, in a sense, because we're all energy. And God is that divine energy that moves throughout the whole universe. So divine energy is waiting for you to come into that awareness, to say yes. We feel the stirring within us every time we acknowledge our spiritual divinity, don't we? Have you ever just sat and said, I am a child of God? I am, in fact, Myrtle Fillmore said, I am a child of God, and I do not experience challenges. Well, those weren't her exact words, but that's how I put it. When you do that, that energy stirs up in you. When we acknowledge our spiritual identity, I always tell myself when I'm going through trials and tribulations, first and foremost, Vernetta, you are a child of God. You are a product of spirit. You have in you, through your inheritance, all that you need to make it through these things in in these experiences that come to pass. They don't come to stay, they come to pass. How are you working through them? We have an example. We have lots of examples how to be good father figures, how to be good father images, how to be good providers. You know, our youth today, they need us. Do you realize how they need us to be that example of how to live this life? They're faced with so much. And we can be the example. We can be the ones that bring them into the awareness just by, not by telling them, but by living the Christ life. Today, the term father, it brings up all sorts of feelings and emotions, doesn't it? You know, everyone doesn't get that warm, fuzzy feeling. My father was, I had for me, and I guess if you asked each one of my sisters, we probably all have a different answer. But I was the baby of the family. So my experience was a wonderful one. Yes, I was pampered. But I quickly grew out of that when my father made his transition when I was about 11, and he made his transition, and I was thrown into the real world. But it doesn't matter what your experiences were. Just think of, I'd like to think of it as the contributions that our earthly fathers make towards our being. Because we begin as just a spark, just a seed, just an idea that not was in their mind, but an idea from God's mind that we should be formed. That the idea should come into manifestation. So, when you think of it in that terms, we should be grateful for the vessels that were our introduction into this physical form. But we get mixed up in all the terminologies, don't we? We have to look beyond words, beyond their modern meanings. This one small phrase, our Father, is telling us we were all created and loved by the Creator, which makes the entire human race what? We're brothers and sisters. We're one. We're not separate entities. We're one in spirit. Created and made in the image and likeness of God is addressing our true nature, which is spiritual. I'm going to just talk a little bit about one of my favorite parables in the Bible. But I'm going to give it just a little different twist. Now, we all know the story of the prodigal son, right? We've heard it many times, many ways. We've had many lessons from these passages just in here. We know about the son that took his inheritance and went away and spent it all, right? And he returned home. Not only did he return home, he was welcomed unconditionally. And then we all know about the other son, right, who stayed home. bitter and angry when his brother returned and was not reprimanded for his actions. After all, the son that stayed home was thinking, hey, I stayed here and did all the work. Where's my party? Now, if you look at it from another angle, what about the father? What example did the father set? What image did he portray? His reply to the bitter son was, "Son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was fitting that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother who was lost now is found." This is a pattern for all of us. Accept others right where they are. This father didn't make a difference between one and the other. He loved his sons unconditionally. He met them right where they were, even the one that was bitter. We have to look at things sometimes in a different light. We have to look at things from, I like how the father and the prodigal son portrayed himself. He could have been very different, couldn't he? He could have sent the young one back where he came, where he spent all his money. But what lesson do we learn from that father? Well, one of the lessons we learn is unconditional what? Love. No matter what you do, this says to me, I'm going to love you. What also do we learn? Forgiveness? Yes. Forgiveness. Now, these are life lessons for us. Unconditional love for everyone. Forgiveness. And I like the way Myrtle puts it, not forgiveness of the person, but forgiveness of myself for thinking of them any less than what they are. And compassion. Understanding that the son who stayed home is his son too. And he loves him dearly too. So today we celebrate fathers. We have this pattern. We have male and female that I consider to be father images also. And we have the fathers that we call them our fathers because they were the ones who were instrumental in our coming into manifestation. So we want to celebrate all of this today. In you, anyone that has anyone that they're an example for, you want to make sure that you're following the pattern of the Father that Jesus Christ told us to say, our Father. That means you're all inclusive. Everyone is included in your prayers, in your love, in your sending out peace and joy, in your environment. So we all have homework to do. In order to pattern ourselves after the example, we got to get to know who we are spiritually. as others are watching us, we want to set a good example that will make us a magnet to draw them into knowing who they are. You know, the world needs us today. They need more of us coming together in wisdom and in love and in strength and all the attributes of the Creator. And we also need to be a good provider. I'm not talking about material things. But we need to provide stable environment. We need to provide an energy of growing. We need to provide a supportive environment, not just for some people that are close to us, but for all people. And the top one is to always express unconditional love. Not only express it, but be it. You know, you are love. And sometimes you're the only love, that vibration moving out of you, that someone may come in contact with. So our youth today, they're challenged. They see violence. They see all types of acts. They see prejudice. They see deceit and envy. But believe it or not, we can turn that around one by one, one thought at a time. And if we focus on living from the divinity within us, the energy we put out into the universe is going to be phenomenal. So go forth. Go forth knowing that you can make a difference. Go forth knowing that if there is a father in your environment, show some love. Be the expression. Be the peace. They may not know how to be that because they've never seen it. And you can be the one to introduce them to it. We are blessed. We are blessed because we know that there is one presence and one power. We are blessed because we know we live from that one presence and that one power. And this, yes, is Father's Day. But greet everyone that you meet today with love, compassion, and with joy in your heart, because we are one. Let's prepare our minds and our hearts to pray. Let us recite together the prayer that Jesus Christ gave us together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So take a deep breath. We have to connect. If we don't connect with our inner selves, we don't know who we are. And as we take a deep breath and maybe close our eyes or focus on the candles back behind me. Think about the Father of us all. That one presence, that one power moving in and throughout all creation. We learn that this is a term of endearment. So we can use it widely. When we say, Father, we know that we're looking at the one and all. If we go by the example that Jesus Christ was trying to bring us into aware of, then we know we're entering into a point of connection within. We're entering into a point of connection where we know we are never separated from our source. We're entering into that place and that time where we can breathe freely, knowing that we're taking in strength. We're taking in peace. We're taking in wisdom. We're taking in joy. One presence, one power. That's our Father. That's that divine energy in us. That's that spirit. That knows no boundaries. And the glory in all of that is that we are one. We are connected. That presence and that power not only moves through us, it's all around and about us, guiding and leading, opening our hearts and our minds to the wisdom of the ages. And that's that we are spiritual beings first and foremost, enjoying the manifestation of an outer experience. So take a moment as you step over the threshold of your inner spirit, inner chamber. Just take a moment and feel the stirrings of divine energy moving in and throughout and round about you, right here, right now. And as we take time, we give thanks for the gifts that we are receiving in the quiet. The gifts that build us up, that strengthen our awareness, that heightens our consciousness. Dear God, for all these things, we just say thank you, God. We are grateful. We're grateful for life and breath and for one another and for beingness. For this and all things. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. And as we return to the presence of this room, let's affirm an affirmation I have. They're in your bulletins. I think they're on the insert. And I'll speak it first, and then I'll ask you to affirm it with me. In the light of spiritual understanding, I behold divinity within all beings. Together, in the light of understanding, I hold divinity within all beings. Now turn to someone. We want to affirm this for them, saying you together. In the light of understanding, you behold the divinity within all beings. And as a sense of community, as a sense of oneness, as a sense of brothers and sisters, one in Christ, let's affirm this together. In the light of spiritual understanding, we behold the divinity within all beings. So go forth this week. Go forth and go forth this day, appreciating and loving and letting others feel your energy. And speaking of energy, as we begin to turn to another part of our service, we want to bless and say our prosperity prayer for all the gifts that we have received and all the gifts that we're giving. We take nothing for granted. We give praise and thanks for each and every thing we receive as Unity Church of Light. And we want to be good stewards, so we use this substance wisely. So let's take them in our hands. Let's bless them together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one with the world. We are one in the Spirit, we are one with the world. And we pray that peace and unity will one day be restored. And they'll know God's compassion by our caring and our love. Yes, they'll know God's compassion by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side, and we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know God's compassion by our caring and our love. Yes, they'll know God's compassion by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that peace is in our land. And they'll know God's compassion by our caring and our love. Yes, they'll know God's compassion by our love. And they'll know God's compassion by our caring and our love. Yes, they'll know God's compassion by our love.
Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful music. Let's just bless our love offerings. Holy Spirit, we're just so grateful that we have it to give. For we know that as we give, we receive, not so much in the same form or fashion, but we receive much, much more than that as we grow in spiritual awareness of the prosperity that we partake of. So we thank you for these offerings brought into this storehouse, and we are grateful. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. And let's circle up, and as you circle up, remember Juneteenth? Do something tomorrow. Maybe help a neighbor. Help a friend. Send a blessing. Make a phone call. All those things are giving. And we want you to remember that the prayer chaplains or prayer chaplain will be up here to pray with you. If you wish to have a one-on-one prayer, if someone is up here being served, just come sit on the front pew. They'll take care of you when they're free. Join us downstairs. We have lots of refreshments today. So come and fellowship with us. So we joined together downstairs. I had something else I wanted to say. Maybe by the time we finish, because we know energy is high in here. So if you want us to pray with you or hold someone in the light of all this energy, if you have a celebration or anything you'd just like to put out here into the atmosphere, I'd like to start by just saying I'm blessing all the fathers connected with Unity Church of Light and all the fathers in my life, all the father figures, and the Father of all, God. I want to thank Him for each and every one of you. If you have something, you may speak it.
I just want to say thanks for the earthly fathers who are actually in our presence today.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. For
your friend, Marilyn Fink. Okay. Yes, we hold them in love and light. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We just welcome that little bouncing little one into the world. Yes.
I
Wow. Well, praise God. Wow. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yes. Oh, she wants prayer for her, I'll just say for her friends. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, Priscilla. We pray for the right and perfect outcome for her. Yes. Yes. Wargan. Yes. Yes. For Marilyn. Prayers for Marilyn. Oh, Holy Spirit, for all these things that we have placed in the midst and the things that are unspoken in our hearts, we just say, thank you, God. We know that your presence and power is moving in and throughout all, right here, right now. And it is so, and so it is. Let's affirm and bind all this together by affirming the prayer of protection together. The power of a God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is.